What are days for? Days are where we live. They come, they wake us, time and time over. They are to be happy in. Where can we live but days? Ah, solving that question brings the priest and the doctor, in their long coats, running over the fields. Philip Larkin, Days. Part 1. 1988 to 1992. Early 20s. That was a memorable day to me, for it made great changes in me. But it is the same with any life. Imagine one selected day struck out of it, and think how different its course would have been. Pause, you who read this, and think for a long moment of the long chain of iron or gold, of thorns or flowers, that would never have bound you but for the formation of the first link on that memorable day. Charles Dickens, Great Expectations. Chapter 1. The Future. Friday the 15th of July, 1988. Rankeillor Street, Edinburgh.
I suppose the important thing is to make some sort of difference, she said. You know, actually change something.
What? Like, change the world, you mean?
Not the whole entire world, just the little bit around you.
They lay in silence for a moment, bodies curled around each other in the single bed. Then both began to laugh in low, pre-dawn voices.
Can't believe I just said that, she groaned. Sounds a bit corny, doesn't it?
A bit corny.
I'm trying to be inspiring. I'm trying to lift your grubby soul for the great adventure that lies ahead of you.
She turned to face him.
Not that you need it. I expect you've got your future nicely mapped out, Tar, very much. Probably got a little flow chart somewhere or something.
Hardly.
So what are you going to do then? What's the great plan?
Well, my parents are going to pick up my stuff, dump it at theirs. Then I'll spend a couple of days in their flat in London, see some friends. Then France.
Very nice.
Then China, maybe. See what that's all about. Then maybe on to India, travel around there for a bit.
Travelling, she sighed. So predictable.
What's wrong with travelling?
Avoiding reality, more like.
Well, I think reality is overrated,
he said, in the hope that it might come across as dark and charismatic. She sniffed.
It's all right, I suppose, for those who can afford it. Why not just say, I'm going on holiday for 2 years? It's the same thing.
Because travel broadens the mind,
he said, rising onto one elbow and kissing her.
Oh, I think you're probably a bit too broad-minded as it is,
she said, turning her face away, for the moment at least. They settled again on the pillow.
Anyway, I didn't mean what you're doing next month. I meant the future, when you're... I don't know.
She paused, as if conjuring up some fantastical idea like a fifth dimension.
40 or something. What do you want to be when you're 40?
40?
He too seemed to be struggling with the concept.
Dunno. Am I allowed to say rich?
Just so shallow.
All right then, famous.
He began to nuzzle at her neck.
Bit morbid this, isn't it?
It's not morbid, it's exciting.
Exciting?
He was imitating her voice now, her soft Yorkshire accent, trying to make her sound daft. She got this a lot, posh boys doing funny voices, as if there was something unusual and quaint about an accent. And not for the first time, she felt a reassuring shiver of dislike for him. She shrugged herself away until her back was pressed against the cool of the wall.
Yes, exciting. We're meant to be excited, aren't we? All those possibilities. It's like the Vice-Chancellor said, the doors of opportunity flung wide.
Yours are the names in tomorrow's newspapers.
Not very likely.
So what? Are you excited then?
Me? God, no, I'm crapping myself.
Me too.